Hey, let's do one on Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, first name, last name, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, born 4/29/52. Today is the 27th of September. Our patient is a 70-year-old black woman from Houston, Texas, widowed with a, that used to work as a nurse's aide, suffers from hypertension, SLE, hypothyroidism, anxiety, gastroesophageal reflux, and vitamin D3 deficiency, along with hepatitis C, period. Patient is about to undergo treatment for hepatitis C because of having to change her insurance to be able to get the right treatment, period. Review of systems, she's lost weight because she has no teeth. She's in the process of getting new dentures, has had no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, hematemesis, meningitis, seizure, convulsion, has had some neuropathic type symptoms, most likely related neuropathic type pain symptoms, most likely related to her hepatitis C, as well as DJD. Surgery, ear surgery times two, with nerve damage to her recurrent laryngeal nerve, causing her speech to become dysarthric, and gallbladder surgery, along with foot surgery, has not had any history of cancer. Family history, hypertension, DJD, myocardial infarction, allergy, aspirin, social. She does smoke. She doesn't drink on a regular basis. She lives alone, but her son is there most of the time to take care of her. Medications include Synthroid 0.88, Norvasc 10 milligram, Clonidine 0.1, Xanax 2 milligram, Prilosec 20 milligram, and D3. COVID immunization, doesn't believe in COVID immunization, has not had any. Exam, 150 over 92, respirations 18 and febrile. Heart, positives 1, positives 2, heart rate is 92. Heart, positives 1, positives 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, no evidence of butterfly rash or joint deformity noted related to her lupus, period. New paragraph here, we have a 70-year-old woman with history of hepatitis C. Does not appear to be cirrhotic. Patient is a candidate for hepatitis C treatment, and she's about to undergo treatment now that she's changed her insurance, period. Number two, SLE, currently not under any treatment. Number three, hypertension, with moderate control. Patient has not taken her medication this morning. Next number is D3 deficiency. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux. Next number, patient is definitely homebound, would benefit from provider services and possible home health for her, especially after she starts starting her hepatitis C. Patient's current condition and issues discussed with patient at home. Thank you.